None but the hungry heart. 128. Matriculation. My grace is sufficient for you, for power matures in weakness. 2 Corinthians 12, verse 9. There can be no true and intelligent rejection of the self-life without thorough heart preparation by the Holy Spirit. We read in the Word that self is to be hated and rejected. But the development of this attitude may be long removed from the initial revelation. Years of processing separate Romans 3 from Colossians 3 in our experience. Why are we so deficient in divine power? Simply because we do not like the way it begins. Its beginning is to hate one's own life. And this is an awful start. But there is no tower built without it. You must refuse human material, or you cannot build to true structure. Power enabled Elisha to take hold of his own clothes and tear them into two pieces. It begins with self-abnegation. This explains the reason why there is so little power. Very often, one lingers over his losses like an exile, but he must rise out of it. He must bury his dead out of his sight. It is a great day when that comes to pass, and then he can be useful to others. To be willing to accept crucifixion with Christ, to leave all yourself, your plans and your longings, your abilities and your possessions, all of them at the cross, so that you only trust and love and live for the Lord Jesus, hurts a great deal. It requires an absolute venture of faith. But beyond it, God says, much fruit. And the way to it is into the ground and die. It is the only way, his way. Most gladly, therefore, will I boast of my infirmities rather than complain of them, in order that Christ's power may overshadow me. 2 Corinthians 12, verse 9.